You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown. Have you ever met someone who was just dead set on doing the wrong thing? I remember a young man who came to one of my speaker trainings, and he was very good. And he said, "I came because my mother told me to come." He said, "I'm an ex-offender." And his story was, he said that when he was in solitary confinement, and he'd been sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling drugs, he wrote his mother and said, "I don't think I can do 10 years. I'm about to lose my mind." And she wrote back to him, and she said, "Baby, Nelson Mandela, he served 26 years in prison to liberate people in South Africa from apartheid." She said, "You can do 10 years for imprisoning people with the drugs that you sold." And she sent him a bunch of books, and among the books that she sent him was my book, Live Your Dreams. And he did his 10 years, and he got out, and he came to see me. There's a saying that I heard once, water seeks its own level. Boy, he was a great communicator. He was very talented. And years later, I was talking to a minister in that city, and he said to me, "You know how I found out about you?" And he mentioned this young guy's name. I said, "Yes." He said, "Did you know that he was killed?" "No, yes. He went back to dealing drugs." He didn't have to do that. But it was like he was hell bent on doing the wrong thing. I remember orchestrating an intervention for a friend of mine by the name of Lorraine. And we went to her brother's house, who had been on drugs for many years. And he told us to get out. And I'll never forget what she told me as we were going down the steps. And I said, "Lorraine, I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to talk to him one-on-one." And she said something to me that I will never forget. She said, "Most people won't participate in their own rescue." Most people won't participate in their own rescue. Have you tried to help someone and everything you did, it was not enough? And then they will have the unmitigated gall to resent you and become angry with you when you decide no. Figure it out. I'm not going to do this anymore. I know there are many parents, and I'm not the only one, that wanted to make life easier for my children than it was for me. Big mistake. No, I'm reminded of a little boy who was going through the forest, and he saw a cocoon, a butterfly was trying to escape. And he watched it with just childish curiosity as the butterfly was trying to get out of the cocoon, and it was struggling and struggling and struggling, and finally it fell to the ground, and he kneeled down and he watched it. And then the butterfly began to flap its wings and it flew away, and he looked at it and said, "Wow," he was so excited. And sometime later in another part of the park, he saw another butterfly that was trying to get out of a cocoon, and naively he decided to help the process. He had, fortunately for himself, he had a safety pin holding his little pants up, and he decided to use that safety pin to make a little slight incision to let the butterfly out of the cocoon so it wouldn't have to struggle so hard. And when the butterfly fell to the ground, it flapped his wings, and then it died, because the struggle itself gave it life. You know, we've heard the saying, no test, no testimony, that there are things in life that we look at that we think they happen to us, but literally they happen for us, that they help us to build character and to build faith and to build strength and discover parts of ourselves that we don't know now. A person who rides a horse cannot learn good horsemanship by riding a tame horse. You can't fix lemonade with sugar alone. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Life is full of, as Viktor Frankl would say, unavoidable suffering. But even in the suffering, we discover some things about ourselves. Even in the suffering, even in the pain, that introduces us to ourselves, as someone once said, that adversity introduces a man or woman to themselves. That as we are going through this experience right now, who are you? Who are you being? Look at the people around you. How are you showing up? How are they showing up? This is the time to summon up the greatness in you. This is a time to find that place and that peace and that presence in you, that power in you that's greater than anything that life throws at you. It's easy to be panic. It's easy to be frightened. It's easy to lose a lot of sleep and worrying about what's going to happen next. That's easy to do. But to have that peace, that peace that passeth all human understanding, have that assurance, that knowing, that as Willie Jolly, who just recorded a song recently, the great motivational speaker, he wrote a book called A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, to know that we have comeback power, that this has not come to stay, it's come to pass. And this song, the title of it is, We Will Get Through This. We will get through this. And that is so important. We will get through this. Having that kind of mindset, in spite of how bad it looks, judge not according to appearances, in spite of the devastating impact it's having on people's lives and businesses that are being closed, jobs that are being lost, people are dying. We've been here before, 1918, millions of people died, and we got through this, got through it. And there's a level of defiance that you must have. There must be a fighting spirit. Paul said, I fought a good fight. That as we look at these things that are going on right now, life is a fight for territory, for peace of mind. It's a fight for territory. To keep your health, it's a fight for territory. To save our children, it's a fight for territory. To restore our health, it's a fight for territory. To overcome a so-called dismal diagnosis of your health, it's a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. It's a fight for territory. Everything that you want, Frederick Douglass said, and I love to quote him, everything you want will require a fight. You won't get everything that you fight for, but everything you get, there will be a fight, because there are other people who want that as well. And if it's peace of mind, if it's a position on a job, or if it's a part of the market, or market takeaways, or taking some product or idea out into the marketplace, everything you do, it's going to require a fight. First within yourself to say, I can do this. There'll be two voices. The one will say, no, you can't. And the other one say, yes, you can. The other one say, no, you can't. No, yes, you can. I know I had to do that. I was a fight within myself. I convinced myself for years I couldn't do what I'm doing now. For years I argued with myself. And finally, I had an experience. We grow from people and projects. A person, he challenged me in a presentation. I just knew he didn't know me personally, but I just knew he was talking to me. And I said, I'm going to do this. Les Brown, you're going to do this, I'm not rejecting myself anymore. I'm not rejecting myself anymore. And we've all had those moments when it was like an epiphany that we just woke up inside ourselves and said, no, we draw the line and say, I'm going to do something different this time with my life. It's the only life that I have. And I'm going to take charge of it, and I'm going to live it. I'm not going to live it vicariously through someone else. I'm reminded of a young man who became the first clown that went into hospitals working with kids on a volunteer basis. He was a doctor. He dropped out of medical school, did not finish. He was a clown. And he franchised that image that he had created because he loved to make kids laugh. And he told his parents, I'm dropping out of med school. So what are you going to do? I'm going to be a clown. You got to be kidding me. All the money that we have spent? Bozo the clown, you got to be kidding me. That took courage. But he loved to bring laughter to kids, and then he franchised it. You know, when you think about your life, you know, a lot of people more concerned about what other people think about them than what they think about themselves. I know I allowed that to sideline me for many years, and they weren't paying my rent, my car note. They weren't doing anything like that for me, but for some reason, I was concerned about their approval until my thinking was interrupted by Mr. Washington, who said, young man, someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. As you think about yourself and your life and the things you want to do with your life, what is it you've been putting off that you have allowed somebody or somebodies to imprison you within the context of their opinion? What is it that if you gave yourself permission to ignore them and to live life on your terms, to do what you want to do, what is it that you would do with your life that you're not doing right now? And during this time of reflection, during this time of rethinking our lives, what path do you need to carve out for yourself right now? Henry David Thoreau said, if a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps he's listening to the beat of a different drummer. Let him dance to the music that he hears, however measured or far apart. What will it take for you to listen to that drum beat in your heart? What will it require? Who is it you have to be to live life on your terms? I remember I spoke at Christ Universal Church in Chicago. And a lady there, I did not know her at the time, she was in the balcony. And she decided something I said in my speech about living life on your terms. She left the church and went down to the Hyatt Hotel and checked in and caught a flight the next morning from O'Hara Airport and flew to Los Angeles. She left her husband and her 5 children. And they didn't see her for 11 years until her mother passed in Chicago. And she was asked the question, why did you desert your husband and your children? She said, they were driving me crazy. I came home after being diagnosed with breast cancer. I was scheduled to have a double mastectomy. And someone told me that cancer, a cell's gone crazy. They were driving me crazy. I wanted peace of mind. Dead mothers don't raise children, and dead wives don't serve husbands. I decided I wanted to live, and I left, and I knew they would be fine. Oh, by the way, I didn't have to have the double mastectomy. I remember reading something once that said, "Who's the matter with me?" There's a new term in psychiatry called relational illness. That there are many people ill not only because of what they eat, but because of what's eating them. And she was not living life on her terms. She was giving her life to her husband and to her children, and she left herself out of the equation, and she got the courage to go. There are periods in our lives that we have to leap and grow our wings on the way down. That you've got to take a chance on you to find peace, to find love, to get centered, to go within. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Whatever you desire, as you go within, as you get still, begin to know that life is on your side. You deserve to live. Most people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65 because they don't have the courage to live life on their terms. Yes, you have something special. You have greatness in you. And that greatness that you have, you can accomplish more than you can ever begin to imagine. That greatness that you have, the world needs that. You were created on purpose, with a purpose. You were created by the Creator to create. That greatness that you have in you, if you don't bring it out, we will all be deprived. That greatness that you have within you, as Og Mandino would say, you are an unrepeatable miracle. Yes, you're God's miracle child. Yes, just think about that. And what are you going to do? What are the choices that you're going to make? What mark will you make? Horace Mann said it best. We should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. What will be your contribution? Live a life of contribution. You have greatness in you. You can do more than you can ever begin to imagine. You don't know enough about yourself to be a cynic. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Bet on you. Bet on you. Yes. Challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and reach beyond where you are now and do something special. Make your mark. Leave a legacy. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.